Drama on News Talk.
Now on documentary and drama on News Talk, writer Brian Gallagher's comedy drama, Third Time Lucky, takes a topical look at the building industry and politics.
Who'd be a politician, eh? Well, loads of people, if the truth be told. Always someone climbing up the greasy pole behind you, ready to take your place. And we're all waiting for our chance. A scandal breaks and someone has to resign or be fired, and suddenly there's a gap. You never know when your time might come. So you try to keep your nose clean, you toe the party line, and you wait for your moment. I was tapping away as a councillor and biding me time, and I thought maybe, just maybe, it'd be third time lucky for me when it came to the residents at Cleveland Road. My first run-in with them was when we tried to move their allotment to the grounds of the local hospital. What a fiasco that turned out to be. Then there was the business of knocking down the cottages in the Crescent to build an apartment block. Never actually happened, but I came within a hair's breadth of being exposed as in cahoots with the developer. Jesus, it still gives me nightmares. But this time, it looked like the boot might be on the other foot, and the residents could be beholden to me. But I'm getting ahead of myself. So let's begin at the beginning, starting with the residents' committee meeting in the clubhouse on the allotment, chaired by the Queen of the Control Freaks, Noreen Canavan.
If we could come to order, please. Thank you. The minutes of the last meeting have been posted online, so I'm going to assume everyone has read them. Yes?
Yep.
Good. So we simply need a proposer and a seconder.
I'll propose them.
Thank you, Thomas.
Thomas Finnegan, travel agent, middle-aged gay man, and asker of awkward questions when I tried to do a few deals in the past.
And a seconder, please?
All right, I'll second them.
Only Mick Delaney could make seconding the minutes sound like a complaint. But then if moaning was an Olympic sport, Mick would be a gold medalist.
Fine.
The rest of them were all gathered too. Christina Wojciech, a Polish physio who was secretary of the residence committee. Deirdre Finnegan, a nurse nearing retirement, who crossed swords with me when we tried to move the allotment, and also when I was working with the developer. And Emma Johnson, former novelist, now working again as a journalist, and a bit of a weapon. We'd had our dealings in the past, and though I wasn't her cup of tea, that was nothing compared to the bad blood between herself and Noreen Canavan.
So the first item on the agenda is the issue of structural damage here in the clubhouse. But before we start discussing flaws and pyrite and so on, I think I must lay down a marker.
I'm sorry, I don't know this phrase. Lay down a marker?
It's like when someone feels they need to make a big thing of their personal view.
No. It's actually when someone, in this case me, as chairperson, establishes a ground rule for the benefit of all.
Lucky us, having you to decide what's best for us.
Why don't we hear what Noreen has to say before we start arguing about it?
Thank you, Deirdre.
I'm all ears.
Whatever we discuss about the cracks here in the clubhouse and whatever action we consider should remain between ourselves. It's not raw material for one of your stories, Emma.
I think you'll find we still have a free press in this country, Noreen.
Which you've taken very profitable advantage of in the past. On this occasion, I'm proposing that you don't.
Oh, you do like harking back to the past, don't you? But here's the thing. Bitterness is good in a dark chocolate, Noreen. Not so good as a personal trait.
Though perhaps not as unappealing as naked self-interest.
Ah, here, can we get on with the meeting and cut out the handbags?
The handbags? Nice one, Mick. You can add sexism to your merit badge for casual racism.
For God's sake, you can't open your mouth these days or you've committed some sort of ism.
God be with the old days, eh, Mick? When white straight males could insult anyone they liked.
Maybe we should move on and talk about the pyrite problem, yes?
Well, that's if it actually is a pyrite problem. Cracks can be caused by other things.
Indeed, which is why I suggest we need to consider getting a professional assessment. Then we'd know exactly what we're dealing with. Agreed?
Agreed.
But of course, they didn't stay in agreement with each other for long. And it wasn't long either before, once again, I got sucked into their world.
Say when.
That's grand. Thanks, Deirdre.
Slice of lemon drizzle.
I shouldn't really.
That counts as a yes.
Well,
that's not a pick on you, Thomas.
Flattery will get you everywhere. Go on, then.
So, what did you think of the meeting?
Aside from the usual bickering, a good night's work. But we'll have a serious problem if the cracks really are from pyrite.
I know. And it doesn't seem right. I mean, people whose family homes had pyrite got a grant from the government, which is fair enough. But our clubhouse, at the centre of this community, that doesn't qualify.
Unless Mick's bright idea pays off and he can wangle some kind of assessment grant from Councillor Kelly.
Yeah. But you know what I hate?
No, though you're going to tell me.
I hate when the Micks of this world are actually right about something.
I know. It's like when someone you really dislike does something admirable. Kind of throws you.
And that Benny Kelly, oh, he's such a slippery eel.
Absolutely. But maybe for once he can work the system on our behalf. And even though it kills me to say it, Mick might be the best person to put the squeeze on Councillor Kelly.
Maybe. Though I can't help thinking.
What?
Oh, you'll think me an awful old fogey for saying this. But things were a lot simpler when we just had the old wooden clubhouse.
The double-edged sword of progress, Deirdre. We have our phones and our emails and our apps, and now we need Wi-Fi and phone chargers and passwords.
Yeah.
Can't turn back the clock. The best we can do is move on and hope for the best.
I should have known that it would only be a matter of time before someone from the residence committee would walk into my office. But I didn't expect that it would be Mick Delaney who'd be chosen as their ambassador. Ah, Mick, have a seat. How are you?
I've been better.
Yes, well, haven't we all? What can I do for you?
It's the pyrite.
What's the pyrite?
It's what we think is causing cracks in the clubhouse on the allotment.
Right. Well, you may know this already, but the redress scheme is only for dwellings. It won't apply to the clubhouse.
We do know that already, which is a disgrace, by the way.
Well, they have to draw the line somewhere on funding.
Yeah, well, it's funding we need to talk about. The committee needs money to pay for an assessment, to find out for sure if it is pyrite.
There isn't a fund for that, Mick.
Not officially, maybe. But there's always an angle, some other fund that someone like yourself can dip into.
If it were that simple, Mick, I'd be happy to help. But unfortunately...
Make it that simple.
Excuse me?
Make it that simple. You owe us one.
I owe you one?
Yeah, from when the apartment deal went belly up.
Who exactly is us?
All right then, me. You owe me. I was going to get 150 grand from the developer and a new apartment and you stymied the deal.
I worked for the good of the community at large. And besides, you overestimate my power. I'm one councillor among...
Ah, spare me the innocent act, okay?
I'm just saying...
Yeah, you're a choir boy, we get it. Pure as the driven snow for public consumption. But this is Mick Delaney you're talking to. And I know how things work in the real world. We're a community group and there's all sorts of community funding. Pull a few strings on our behalf, yeah? You look after us, and when the time comes, we'll look after you. Okay, Councillor?
Noreen.
Christina.
Your carrots look really good.
Thank you. Though, can I let you in on a little secret?
Of course.
When I started out, I had the worst carrots on the allotment. Took years to get them to this stage.
Like you say in English, practice makes perfect, yes?
It does indeed.
Hello, I'm Pat Leonard from the council. I think I'm expected.
Yes, Mick Delaney got your text. I'm Noreen Canavan, chairperson of the residence committee. And this is Christina Wojcik, our secretary.
Nice to meet you. And you too.
Thank you for coming to see us this evening.
No bother. Though, just to be clear from the start, I did tell Councillor Kelly that there may not be a huge amount I can do for you.
Any help at all would be appreciated.
Okay. Once you understand that the council can't provide financial support.
What kind of support can you offer?
I can offer you advice. If the worst comes to the worst and you do have pyrite, I can recommend excellent contractors that we've worked with before.
We're hoping that the cracks aren't caused by pyrite. But to find that out, we need an assessment, and our funds are really limited. So we'd be looking for a contractor with a really competitive rate.
I can probably point you in the right direction there as well.
Thank you.
So, while you're here, can I show you the cracks?
Sure. Though you'll understand, I'm not an engineer.
Of course. Still, I assume you've seen your share of pyrite issues.
Unfortunately, yes.
I leave you to it, Christina.
Okay. Good meeting you, Pat.
You too.
So, the worst crack is in the outside wall, over here.
Right.
What do you think?
Could be pyrite. What's it like on the inside?
I'll show you.
Okay. The thing is, even if it's not pyrite, you'll have to deal with this. I'll email you the contact details of a couple of good builders.
Thank you. Come on then, and I'll show you the inside.
Ah, Noreen.
Pat, this is Mick Delaney.
You're Pat Leonard?
Yes.
I thought...
You thought what?
I thought you'd be a man.
Why would you presume that?
Well, Pat from the council sounds like a fella.
Nick!
So no women call Pat and no women working for the council, is that what you're saying?
Don't put words into my mouth.
I actually can't believe the words coming out of your mouth.
Get off your high horse.
My high horse?
Yeah, it was an understandable mistake. Don't be so precious.
It was a mistake, all right. My mistake, going out of my way on my own time to try and help.
Look, I'm sorry about this.
Here, don't you start apologising for me. That's what's wrong nowadays. Everyone's offended by everything. We're all supposed to walk on eggshells.
Okay, I've heard enough. But talking about walking, here's something for you to address. You can't readily walk out the fire door here because it's blocked, which is a serious breach of regulations. The emergency light over the exit isn't working, and the emergency signage is unclear. Get those issues addressed or you'll be deemed a fire hazard, in which case you won't have to worry about pyrite because you'll be closed down.
Well done, Nick. That was really smart.
Well, if she doesn't want confusion, why does she call herself by a man's name?
Because it's not just a man's name.
It normally is. Pat for Patrick.
Unless it's a woman called Patricia, of which there are thousands in Ireland.
Fine. Then let her sign our messages as Patricia, so everyone knows where they stand.
Where we stand is that you've offended a woman who wanted to help. Now, instead of getting support, we have to take action so we're not shut down. Congratulations. Even by your standards, that's a stunning own goal.
There I was, trying to do a good turn for the Cleveland Road residents, and it blows up in my face. Wasted a favour with Pat Leonard, and no brownie points for yours truly with the residents. Thank you very much, Mick Delaney. And if that wasn't enough, who breezes into my office? Only Emma Johnson. I could actually feel my chest tightening. You always have to be on your guard with that one. Emma! Good to see you. Have a seat.
Thank you.
What can I do for you?
Well, it's never really like that with us, is it?
Sorry?
Transactional, Councillor. I think that's how you describe our relationship. Anything either of us does for the other is generally part of a trade-off.
If you want to describe it that way, I think I've always kept my part of the bargain.
In fairness, you did stymie the Crescent development.
I did.
After I forced your hand.
Well.
And after which I kept my part of the bargain and bigged you up in articles.
Where's this going, Emma?
I just want to set the record straight, that we're all square. And now I'm going to be writing about the pyrite scandal.
Scandal is a strong word.
Devastation's a strong word too. But people whose buildings are ruined by pyrite have been devastated.
It's a serious problem, I don't deny it. Sorry. Are we on the record here?
No. I'll be back to you for a full interview when I'm doing the article. This is just, call it a courtesy call.
Well, I appreciate the courtesy.
The other thing I'll be writing about is dodgy builders.
Well, you won't be interviewing me for that part, I trust.
You trust wrong.
Ah, no.
As a local councillor, with a strong interest in planning, I'll definitely be recording your views.
I'm not sure I want my name associated with something so inflammatory.
You're a public representative. Dodging the issue isn't an option.
I'm not dodging the issue.
Good, because this is a subject that needs airing. And when it comes to inflammatory, what should be inflaming you are builders who threw up shoddy apartments and got away with it because of self-regulation.
It wasn't ideal.
To put it mildly, because what does your dodgy builder do when the going gets tough?
Well, no doubt you'll tell me.
He goes out of business, leaving lots of people high and dry. And then after the dust settles, he goes back into business, calling the company something else.
Unfortunately, that's how limited companies work, Emma.
That's how chancers work, Councillor. And they shouldn't be allowed to ruin people's lives and then get planning permission for new projects. Like Sean Mulcahy, getting to build apartments at the end of Cleveland Road. A guy who's gone bust 3 times.
Well, that's actually his son's company.
On paper. But in reality, it's Sean Mulcahy back in the game, despite his track record.
Legally, he's within his rights.
Then maybe the law should be changed. Maybe councillors and planners should be more concerned with homeowners' rights.
We try to balance everyone's rights. A tricky balance to get right, I grant you.
Yeah, well, tricky's your strong suit, isn't it?
I don't think you're anyone to talk, Emma.
Oh, I won't be talking. I'll be writing about pyrite and about dodgy builders. Just thought I'd mark your cards.
Thank you. Consider them marked.
Fine. I'll talk to you again.
Okay, Thomas. Spill the beans on Pat Leonard.
There's not that much to tell, really. Though I can easily see how Mick would have rubbed her up the wrong way.
Do you think she'll accept the apology that Noreen sent her?
I hope so. I only know her slightly, but I would have said she's a bit feisty, but basically sound.
I normally like feisty, but this time...
Now, two cappuccinos.
Oh, thank you. So, where'd you meet her?
At a gay and lesbian conference. And we've bumped into each other at a few events since.
Would it be worth trying to meet her for coffee? Pour oil on troubled waters?
I'm not sure that's a good idea.
Why not?
It might look like I'm trying to, I don't know, play some kind of gay card.
But you needn't frame it that way. Just two people who happen to know each other. That could be the approach.
There's a risk it would backfire. She might think I'm trying to influence how she does her job.
Is that likely, though?
I honestly don't know.
It would really help to have her on side. Not just on the safety issue, but with the pyrite too.
Agreed. But I don't want to do anything that might make things worse.
So, what will you do?
Not sure. I need to think about it.
That's the last of the floor markings done?
New markings, new exit lights, better access. You nearly wish we had an emergency.
Don't say that, Mick.
Only joking. Though, mind you, if the clubhouse was burned to the ground, we could claim with the insurance and we wouldn't have to worry about pyrite.
Even as a joke, Mick, I wouldn't say that out loud.
Yeah, you can't say anything these days.
Anyhow, I think all the safety issues are okay now.
Unless your woman dreams up something else.
Let's hope not, but Thomas speaks well of her.
Well, he would, wouldn't he? Seeing as they're all in the gay scene together.
I don't think gay people are all one big group.
I wouldn't know. Though I suppose it explains why she was using a man's name.
But can't people call themselves whatever they like? Your full name is Michael, but you call yourself Mick.
That's different. Still, good to have the inside track on your woman. Might be something we can use.
I was feeling a bit on edge ever since Emma Johnson's visit. I mean, the dodgy builder thing was an absolute minefield. Like, she knew I had connections with builders and developers, but she didn't realise just how much, and I wanted to keep it that way. But I still had to deal with her. Jesus, not good for the blood pressure. Meanwhile, the residence committee was getting down to brass tacks.
Right. The next item on the agenda is the safety measures. Christina?
I'm pleased to say that everything has been dealt with, and I've written to the council telling them that we're happy to be inspected.
I don't want to sound pernickety, Christina, but I have to say, I'm not happy with how this all came about.
No, we're not going into all this again, are we? Everything has been fixed.
I'm not going into it again, Mick, seeing as this is the first committee meeting we've had since you insulted the woman from the council.
I didn't insult her. I just made a factual statement about her name. It's not my fault she's so thin-skinned.
I don't think you get to decide if it was insulting. The person on the receiving end decides that, and she was insulted.
That's right. Stick up for your buddy.
Excuse me?
Enough. As chair, I'm stopping this right now. I don't want to hear any homophobic rants, Mick. You caused us a problem. And part of that problem was safety issues, which have now been addressed.
Exactly. It's done.
And clearly, you're not going to apologise. So I propose we move to the next item on the agenda, which is the cost of a pyrite assessment. Have we got a quotation?
Yes, we have two, in fact.
How much is the cheapest one?
€1,200.
Gosh. Sounds like a lot for an assessment.
I spoke to him, but he said that's his price.
I'm sure we could get someone to do it for less, as a nixer.
A nixer? Seriously?
Why not?
Because we've had enough cowboy behaviour around this issue.
What's that supposed to mean?
I think you know exactly what I'm referring to. But from now on, everything will be done properly and above board.
Have we got $1,200 in our account?
Just about.
So this would clean us out?
Yes, but the cracks are getting worse. We can't put this off.
Sounds like we've no choice but to get it done.
I'm afraid so. We're agreed then. We go ahead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fine. Next item on the agenda.
Jean Tina Merlo.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well, cheers, Pat.
Cheers. Though I'm not entirely sure meeting up is a good idea.
Neither was I, to be honest, but I thought on balance that to clear the air makes sense.
Okay.
Look, I'm sorry about the incident with Mick Delaney. He's an idiot, but he doesn't represent the rest of us.
I hope not.
He absolutely doesn't. In fact, I've had major issues with him in the past.
Yeah?
Mick ticks all the boxes. Sexist, racist, homophobic.
Lovely.
Years ago, he even threatened to out me to my late mother.
Really? What a creep.
Yeah. But no one else on the committee is like that. We were all put out that he insulted you.
Yes, I got an email of apology from your chairperson. But tell me this, does your homophobic friend know I'm lesbian?
Well, he didn't the day you met. That was just plain misogyny.
But now he does.
when we were deciding what to do, I told the other committee members that I knew you.
I've worked hard to get where I am in my career. I can't have anyone saying I showed favouritism to the Cleveland residents because you and I are gay buddies.
I understand that. It's why I hesitated to contact you. But at the end of the day, we can't let other people's prejudice dictate everything we do.
In an ideal world, Thomas, we wouldn't be having this conversation, but it's not ideal. So I have to be careful.
Fair enough. But look, the safety issues have all been addressed, so please, forget about Mick, forget about knowing me. Just evaluate this like any other job.
I will.
Grand. And separately to that, if the assessment finds we have pyrite, we'd really like to get your advice.
That's not a problem, but for your sake, here's hoping it's not pyrite.
I'll drink to that.
Emma Johnson had said she'd be back for a proper interview. In preparation, I'd taken a beta blocker to slow the old heart rate, and I tried to set some ground rules. Now, before we start, Emma, I'd like to make one thing clear.
What would that be?
You're a welcome guest, and I'm willing to be interviewed. But I'm not willing to be interrogated. I think sometimes in the past you've slipped into that mode, and I don't want that today.
You'd like me to treat you with kid gloves?
I'd like you to treat me with respect and professional courtesy.
I'll certainly show you the degree of respect that you deserve. So, we'll start with the pyrite.
Fine.
I'll be writing this article from the perspective of a voluntary group, the allotment holders, with our little clubhouse on Cleveland Road. Worried sick that when the assessment is done, we'll be told we've pyrite.
The human interest angle.
Exactly. People always like to root for the underdog. Someone who's getting shafted.
I think shafted is a bit strong.
Really?
I mean, I'm very sympathetic.
Good. So how do you propose helping?
I'll offer any advice and support that I can.
But when it comes to paying for the assessment, or more worryingly, actual pyrite treatment, the residents won't get a penny from the council.
You know as well as I do, Emma, the redress scheme is limited to dwelling places.
And a voluntary group that's at the heart of the community, they can go sing. That's what you're saying.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Well, what are your words, councillor? Why is a community group, through no fault of their own, being left out to dry?
If I had my way, the scheme would help groups like your own. But I have to abide by the law as it stands.
OK, let's move on to the other issue I mentioned before. Builders. The dodgy variety.
I'm happy to discuss the pyrite situation, but I'm not getting into the quagmire of what happened with builders in the past.
You're not seriously going to try to stonewall me with a no comment? Because that could make you sound like it's something to hide. Like maybe you were dodgy too.
It's not like that at all. But legally, it's a minefield. I don't want to be sued by some builder who says I libelled him.
We don't have to name names, but the story's going to be written. Much better for you to be inside the tent than outside. So, inside or outside?
Inside, then.
Good call.
Jesus, I remember thinking at the time, this woman will be the death of me. But little did I know how close to the truth that would turn out to be.
You're listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is comedy drama Third Time Lucky. You're listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is comedy drama Third Time Lucky.
Oh, as far as I'm concerned, you can forget spas and treatments and wellness seminars. On a balmy evening, you can't beat it.
That's so true. I love it here. After a busy day in the clinic, it makes me forget everything.
And let's face it, potatoes are easier to deal with than patients.
They are. Though even after 20 years, I still like my job.
Being a physio must be satisfying. I mean, someone walks in bent over and you work on them and they walk out straighter. Not every job where you see results so fast.
Yes, it's good.
Growing up in Poland, did you know that's what you wanted?
Not physiotherapy, no, but something medical. How about you?
Even as a little girl, I loved the idea of being a nurse. So that's what I did after school. And then I went to Canada and worked in ICU. And I loved intensive care and cardiology. So that's what I stayed with when I came back to Ireland.
It's nice to do a job that really helps people.
It is. Oh, ship ahoy. Here comes Mick under full sail.
Have you seen the paper?
No. Why?
Page 2. Emma's article. She doesn't half lay into cowboy builders. And she's written a big piece about our clubhouse and the whole pyrite thing.
I'm not sure that'll necessarily help us.
It will help sell newspapers, that's our priority. But it also highlights the pyrite issue. You know how these things work. The more we pile on the pressure, the better the chance we get a result.
Noreen, so Thought I'd hear from you, though perhaps not on my doorstep.
Where we meet isn't the issue. Your article is.
I'd ask you in, but then this isn't really a social call, is it?
I don't want to come in. I want an answer.
You haven't actually asked a question?
Then here's my question. Who the hell do you think you are? You've abused your committee membership yet again and used us as raw material for a story.
Who I am is easy. I'm a journalist. Telling stories is what I do.
I specifically said that the pyrite issue was something for the committee to deal with.
And we are dealing with it.
I told you categorically that this was not for publication.
What gets published in a national newspaper is decided by the editor, not the chair of a residents' association. You don't own this story, Noreen.
That doesn't give you the right to sell it for profit.
If you could see past your hang-ups with me, you'd realise I'm actually highlighting an issue.
No. What you're doing is turning us into a soap opera. You've even got your cliffhanger. Do we or do we not have pyrite?
Oh, snipe away if it makes you feel superior. But bear in mind, if this is a story, you mightn't want to cast yourself as the control freak, the pedantic pain in the arse.
Are you threatening me? Because if I'm libelled, I'll sue you and the newspaper.
No one is going to libel you. But we have a free press in this country. So I'll tell any story I want, and I'll tell it as I see fit. And if you don't like that, Noreen, then tough. You'll just have to lump it.
Pat.
Hi, Thomas. I hope you don't mind me dropping into your office.
Not at all. Glad of the distraction.
Yeah?
I've just gone through the 7 circles of hell trying to speak to an actual human being on the other end of the phone.
That's a head wrecker, all right.
Big companies, they spend a fortune on TV and newspaper ads. If they'd spend a fraction of that on hiring people to answer the phone, they'd win over more customers.
Steady on, Thomas. That'd be too much like common sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was in the area and I thought I'd stick my head in and give you a heads up.
About the safety inspection?
I did it this morning.
Please say there aren't any more problems.
Nope. Everything's been addressed. The written report will give you the all clear.
Thank God for that. And thanks, Pat, for letting me know.
No bother. So, what's the story on the pyrite?
We'll know the result of the assessment tomorrow.
Fingers crossed.
Plus everything else.
And if it is pyrite?
We've a committee meeting tomorrow night. If the news is bad, then we're going to have a very big problem.
So we've received a detailed written assessment from the builder. The key point, however, is that our fears were borne out. We do have pyrite.
Are we certain about that? I mean, it's in the builder's interest to say there's pyrite if he's looking for the job of rebuilding.
There's no question of that. I was there when they dug up samples. It's definitely pyrite.
So, what do we do?
Well, what we don't do is treat it as fodder for your next article.
Seriously, Noreen, we've done that row. Can we move on, please?
Could I make a suggestion? I met the girl recently in the Polish community, and her brother is a builder. He might be cheaper than the builder who gave us the quote.
But with all due respect, Christina, he'd be an unknown quantity, whereas this builder was recommended by the council.
That's the same council that won't give us a penny. Why should we be guided by them?
Because they've a track record with this guy and they know the quality of his work.
Are we not jumping the gun here? We've just about had enough to pay for the assessment. If we've no more money, we can't afford any builder.
Somehow we have to source funding.
Supposing we do nothing, call the council's bluff and let the building get worse.
I don't think that would be very responsible, Mick.
We need to raise the money. Simple as.
But if we can't, what's the worst case scenario?
I'm reluctant to entertain that. But I suppose the worst case scenario would be that the problem accelerates to the point where the building becomes unsafe and we have to demolish our clubhouse.
Jesus, I was getting it from every angle. There was an orchestrated campaign with residents texting me, emailing me, ringing me as if I could make the pyrite vanish or magic up the money to deal with it. And then there was the article criticising the builders. Thank you very much, Emma Bloody Johnson. Builders chewing the ear off me, saying they'd never support me again. But what choice did I have? When Emma cornered me, what could I say other than that I totally condemned the behaviour of certain builders? Of course, she didn't know that I'd done deals with some of them in the past. And then people in the party were on my case as well, saying I should never have done the interview. Anyway, long story short, it all became too much. The pains I'd been getting in my chest got worse. And next thing you know, I'm in an ambulance on the way to hospital with a suspected heart attack.
Mr. Kelly.
Sorry. What? Are we... Am I done?
Yes. The stents were inserted. You're just a bit groggy after the sedative.
How did it go?
You'll be fine. You just need to take it nice and easy now.
I know you. You're...
Deirdre Finnegan, from the Cleveland residence.
Yes, Deirdre, the nurse. We've history, haven't we?
You could say that. But crossing swords in the past doesn't count in here. You're my patient now, and I'll do everything I can to look after you.
Thank you. What happens now?
Your consultant will drop in to see you later.
How many stents did they have to put in?
They put in 3.
God, I can't really remember.
That's the magic of sedation. You just relax and I'll order you some tea and toast. I'll be back shortly.
When I thought about it all afterwards, it made me stop and take a look at myself. I mean, Deirdre Finnegan had good reason to bear a grudge from when I put pressure on her years ago, when I was trying to relocate the allotment. And now she was the one with the power, and I was the vulnerable one. And she was nothing but decent and kind, which isn't something I could always say about myself. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do about that, if anything. But it set me thinking. Nothing like a brush with mortality to, well, to shake you up a bit.
Jesus, when did we sup to a sudden hot water to instant coffee?
Years ago, Mick. And I didn't come here to listen to a rant about the modern world. So, let's cut to the chase.
All right. First of all, and I'm not promoting you here, but I loved your article. Sticking it to the builders and highlighting our pyrite problem. All good in my book.
But you didn't ask to meet to tell me that.
No. Though the article brought home to me how powerful a newspaper can be. What if the paper got behind us? Launched an appeal to raise funds for our clubhouse.
Sorry, Mick, that's not really their kind of thing.
Well, getting a story out of it, that's the newspaper's thing.
Yes, but the clue is in the name, newspaper. Starting an appeal fund isn't news, it's not a story.
Look, I'm not an Orion Canavan. I'm not a Puritan. So you scratch mine, yeah?
Sorry?
You scratch my back, I scratch yours. We can make a story out of launching an appeal. In our city community, about to be deprived of that clubhouse, your newspaper comes to the rescue. We can big her up. I'd work with you hand in glove, give you plenty of juicy quotes. Handled the right way, this will be a win for us and a win for you.
Leave it with me.
Are you on board then?
Don't jump the gun, Mick, and tell anyone that I am. But I'll have a think about it. Like I say, leave it with me.
How's the patient?
Pat, this is a surprise.
I was in the area. Thought I'd call in. Got you a couple of magazines. I'll leave them here.
Thanks. I thought you'd have it in for me.
Really?
You did me a favour with the Cleveland residents and had it thrown back in your face.
Don't worry about that. Small potatoes in the grand scheme of things. So, how are you?
On the mend. Should be out in a couple of days.
What happened?
Oh, classic Irishman syndrome. Had chest pains, did nothing about it till I had a heart attack. Luckily I got here quickly. They put in 3 stents.
Wow. Sounds like a near miss, Benny.
It was. It made me stop and think about a lot of things.
Yeah?
The staff in here do a brilliant job. They're selfless, really dedicated. And what they do makes a real difference in people's lives. Makes you wonder a bit about your own contribution.
Fair enough. Though I have to ask, is this the same Benny Kelly who castigated the health service in the past?
It's still crazy that people are on trolleys and there are years-long waiting lists. And I think it's mad that everything still gets written down on paper. What other industry does that?
Don't forget my pet hate. Rows of beds and wards instead of each person having their own room. How Dickensian is that?
All of that's true. But the kindness I've encountered from doctors, nurses, cleaners, catering staff, it's really struck me. The basic decency of so many people.
So, you'll be coming out of here a changed man?
I hope so, Pat. But enough of me philosophising. How are things left with the Cleveland residents?
The safety issues are all sorted.
Good. And the pyrite?
That's something they're going to have to address.
Right.
But you need to forget all of that, Benny. The residents will do what the residents do. Your job for now is to concentrate on getting better.
All right. The next item on the agenda is the pyrite issue. You've all seen the quotations for the repair work?
Yes, and I'm shocked. I know it's a big job, but they seem really dear.
Granted, but that appears to be the going rate.
Maybe we need to be a bit more extreme.
How do you mean, Mick?
We've been polite, asking the powers that be for help, and where's it got us? Maybe we need to flex our muscles.
What exactly are you suggesting?
We could block the main road, bit of traffic chaos, and we'd have their attention.
I'm sorry, Mick, but I think that's a terrible idea. There could be an ambulance trying to get to the hospital.
We'd let that through.
But we'd disrupt the rest of the community, the people whose support we need.
Have you a better idea?
Actually, I have. Supposing we run a major raffle as a fundraiser, and I'll put up the prize. A holiday for two in Sorrento.
That's very generous, Thomas.
In Sorrento, so beautiful. That's a great prize.
You'd be covering the flights as well, would you?
Yes, all included.
Air travel. Not very environmentally sound, is it?
And yet you regaled us with your exploits last summer in Florida, to which I presume you flew.
Yes, but then I'm not as right on as Thomas.
I think everyone in this room has travelled by air, so let's just drop that as a topic, yeah?
Absolutely.
And if Thomas's raffle raised some of the funds needed, could we borrow the rest from the bank?
I don't think so. They'd want to see an ongoing source of income, which we don't have. And I don't think any of us wants to be personal guarantors for a loan.
No way.
So where does that leave us?
Well, we managed before when we had the old wooden shed. I'm not saying for a second that we throw in the towel. But if the worst comes to the worst, we could demolish the clubhouse and get another shed.
That would be such a backward step.
Then let's regard it as an absolute last resort and put all our energies into making sure that doesn't happen.
Christina, how goes the work?
Good, but tiring. I'm glad of a break.
Your crop has really come on.
Thanks to the advice you gave me.
Well, when I started off, others advised me, so it all comes around.
Ladies, nice evening for it.
Hello, Mick.
Mick.
I brought you over that slug repellent we were talking about.
Oh, thank you.
No worries. Well, I say no worries, but look at who's coming.
Please, Mick, no dramas this time.
Evening.
Pat, we weren't expecting you. Though, of course, you're very welcome, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're honoured.
I was working late and I thought I'd swing by on my way home.
Into swinging, are you?
Mick.
I'm trying to figure out what exactly your problem is.
I'm perfectly normal. I'm not the one who has a problem.
I'm Meek.
What? I'm just stating the facts.
Really? Funny how people like you always feel entitled to blurt out their version of the facts. But I've a question for you.
Fire away.
Why on earth would you think anyone would want to hear your views?
I'm as entitled to a view as you are.
Yes, well, you certainly come across as entitled. I dropped in, Noreen, to see how things were about the pyrite, but maybe that was a mistake.
Definitely not. And we appreciate you coming by in your own time.
Yes, thank you.
I think it might be best, Mick, if you left us to it.
You don't get to dismiss me like that.
Actually, I do. This is my section of the allotment you're on, and I'd like you to leave.
Do you go along with this, Christina?
I think, Mick, it might be best all round if you leave.
Fine. Have your coffin, then.
Oh, sorry. That's the second time.
Forget it. I've been dealing with the Mick Delaneys of this world all my life. So, the pyrite?
Very challenging. We're doing a big push on fundraising for the repairs.
Good.
Not that good.
How so?
Even if everything we plan works out, we're still short of what we need.
Thanks for calling in, Emma.
I have to say, all things considered, you're looking very healthy.
The wonders of modern medicine. 3 stents, 2 days in hospital. Bob's your uncle.
Well, I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Well, yes, I've had to look at my lifestyle, diet, exercise, all that stuff.
I'll bet.
And the bigger picture, too. My role in life, what I've contributed.
Wow, am I sensing a Pauline conversion here?
Let's not get carried away, but it's made me think. I want to do something positive, and I've come up with a plan.
I'm listening.
I have a transaction to put to you.
Why do I sense I won't like this?
The good news is, I found a builder who'll do the pyrite repairs at way below the quotation costs you've been given. As a major favour to me, there'll be no profit margin, and he'll do everything at cost price.
Sounds great. But why would he do that?
This is strictly off the record. Have I your word on that?
Yes, you have my word.
The builder is Sean Mulcahy.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I know he's a bit...
dodgy? Shady? Would they be the words you're looking for?
Maybe. But that's what gave me some some leverage with them.
Leverage?
Don't ask, okay?
Okay.
Mulcahy did well for himself in the past, but often at other people's expense. Now he's doing very nicely again. So it seemed like poetic justice that he'd make a little sacrifice for the common good.
You are unbelievable.
I do my best. I had to use the carrot and stick approach with Mulcahy. The carrot part is that you'd highlight his good deed in your paper.
Seriously? After we've just done an article castigating dodgy builders?
I figured you'd say that. But story is everything to a newspaper. And someone with a reputation like Mulcahy, going against the grain and doing something civic-minded? That's a story, Emma. That's a story you can sell.
Thanks, Deirdre. And before you offer, no lemon drizzle for me. I'm trying to get the cholesterol down.
Aren't we all?
Well, I suppose you see the ones who don't. In the cardiac unit.
I do. And you know, it was kind of strange. But when Benny Kelly was in hospital, he was a bit different to his usual self.
In what way?
Not exactly chastened, but sort of philosophical. Little more sensitive, maybe.
Sensitive to his own best interests. That's his usual stance.
Sometimes illness changes people.
It might change him for a few days, but I don't think Councillor Kelly will be long about reverting to type.
You're very cynical today, Thomas.
The Benny Kellys of this world bring out the worst in me. Maybe you did see a genuine change, but I still don't trust him.
Nick, will you come in?
No. What I have to say, I'll say here.
Okay.
What are you playing at? You wrote an article laying into dodgy builders, and now I hear you're planning to big up Sean Mulcahy.
It hasn't been formally agreed yet. That's what tomorrow night's committee meeting is for.
You've agreed in principle, though, haven't you?
Yes, but...
No buts. That's a complete sellout.
No, it's a story about somebody changing direction, which makes it an interesting story. To say nothing of a really good deal for us on the pyrite repairs.
You more or less told me you'd push to get the newspaper to back an appeal fund.
No, Mick, I told you I'd think about it. And I have thought about it. And the Mulcahy story is easier to sell than an appeal.
So you dumped me when you got a better offer?
If you want to phrase it like a lovelorn teenager.
That's crap, Emma.
No, Mick, it's practical. Welcome to the real world. And in the real world, editors publish the strongest story. So I've three words of advice for you. Get over it.
Well, as you can all see, there's one item only on the agenda for this special meeting. And as chair, I'd strongly recommend that we arrive at a unified position before allowing Councillor Kelly in to address us. Something I'm not entirely happy with, bearing in mind his past record. Except this time he's waiting outside with a tangible offer. So maybe you need to swallow your pride? It's not a question of pride. It's a question of due diligence. And with Councillor Kelly, diligence is always required.
I agree with Noreen. He's as slippery as an eel. Having said that, if the work was done at cost price, that would be a major saving.
How did he get the builder to agree to that?
He didn't say, and we shouldn't ask.
Classic Benny Kelly behaviour.
The line being taken is that Sean Mulcahy would do this as a civic-spirited goodwill gesture.
If you believe that, you'll believe anything.
My understanding is that it's a firm offer, right?
It is.
Well, then maybe we should give Councillor Kelly the benefit of the doubt. As my mother used to say, never look a gift horse in the mouth.
And we're sure there isn't some sort of catch.
There's no catch. They're willing to put everything in writing.
But there is a catch from our end. Even if we meet our target from the raffle, and even if Mulcahy will do the job at cost price, there's still a shortfall of about €10,000.
Yes, I'm afraid there is.
So where does that leave us?
Back to square one, if you ask me.
We're not back to square one. Councillor Kelly has a proposal.
What is it?
I don't know, but he wants to put it to all of us.
Well, I think we should listen to him with an open mind.
You've changed your tune about him?
I suppose I have. I had plenty of reason to criticise Benny Kelly in the past, but people can change. And maybe he has. I say we don't prejudge him. Let's call him in and listen to what he has to say.
I agree with Deirdre.
OK, let's give him a hearing.
Mick?
I suppose we might as well hear his pitch.
Very well then. Christina, would you mind bringing Councillor Kelly in?
Jesus, that was some meeting. If you'd seen their faces when I dropped my bombshell. Noreen Canavan looked like she'd bitten into a particularly bitter lemon. And Mick Delaney, world-class moaner, suddenly had nothing to moan about. Thomas Egan was watching me like a hawk, alert to the slightest possibility that I might be pulling a stroke. And Emma, of course, was Emma. Christina Wojciech and Deirdre Finnegan seemed genuinely pleased, and that was good. I'd gotten to really admire Deirdre during my stay in hospital, and though of course she didn't know it, but it was the hospital experience that made me take stock. I'm not the type to wear sackcloth and ashes, but I've pulled my fair share of strokes over the years, and this was my way of balancing the books a bit. And it actually felt good, doing the decent thing. I might even make a habit of it in the future. Well, we'll see. Anyway, I told them that they'd have their clubhouse back as good as new. All they had to do was reach their target with the raffle. I'd organise Sean Mulcahy, and I'd run a golf classic to raise the 10 grand. God knows I'd run enough of them for the party before, and often raise well more than that. So, there we have it. Finally a win with the Cleveland Road residents. Trying to relocate their allotment had blown up in my face, and trying to build apartments on the side of the cottages had been a disaster. Never got some of those votes back. But this time, I was the good guy. Benny Kelly, saviour of the day. Finally I got there. Third time lucky.
Third Time Lucky was written and directed by Brian Gallagher. Original music by David O'Connor. Sound engineering by Ross O'Connor. The part of Benny Kelly was played by Mark O'Regan. Emma Johnson, Claudia Carroll. Noreen Canavan, Sharon Hogan. Mick Delaney, Paul Walker. Deirdre Finnegan, Marion O'Dwyer. Thomas Egan, David O'Mara. Pat Leonard and Christina Wojciech, Mary Murray.